Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Best of my good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 6th of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and sport, business, sea watch and travel as well. The Chief Minister talks about coronavirus preparation. Also, should we screen for COVID-19 at the sea terminal and the airport? Castletown's getting bigger by 96 new homes. Loganair steps into Flybe's shoes in Scotland. And a former PC jailed for theft.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster My, Lewis Foster.
Faster My. Former police constable Kevin Williams has been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for theft. He pleaded guilty to the theft of £60,000 from the Isle of Man Police Federation funds. Yesterday, he was found guilty of stealing a Rolex watch valued at £6,750. Today, he has been sent to prison. Chief Minister Howard Quayle says the Isle of Man is as well prepared as it can be to deal with cases of coronavirus. There have been no cases reported here as yet, but the Director of Public Health has said it's almost inevitable the virus will reach the island. And police are seeking a man who tried to rob Strang's stores yesterday evening. He went in the shop at about 7:30 p.m, demanded money from the till, but was challenged and subsequently left the store. No one was hurt during the incident. Anyone with information is urged to call CID at police headquarters on 631 301. Further afield, a second person in the UK is thought to have died after contracting coronavirus. The elderly man is known to have had underlying health problems and was being treated in Milton Keynes. Meanwhile, world markets have suffered again as investors worry about the economic impact of COVID-19. The FTSE 100's fallen by around 4% today, while there were similar losses in Germany, France and the US. And a British woman has gone missing from a South Pacific island nation of Fiji. 23-year-old Lydia O'Sullivan from Cumbria usually messages her family every day, but hasn't been seen or heard from for a week. Those are the headlines. Stay tuned for a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or follow us on Facebook. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Strong winds tomorrow, that's the warning, but okay tonight. Mostly dry and cloudy on the island. Occasional sharp showers on a moderate westerly. Count of 4 Celsius through the night for Saturday. Jasan, clouds, intermittent showers and a strong to gale force. South-southwesterly, top temperature 10 Celsius. Through the night, we're down to 6. And Jaduni, Sunday, dry with sunny spells, a fresh to strong westerly and 9 degrees. Sunset 7 minutes past 6. Tonight high water 14 minutes past 9. Low water overnight 25 to 4. Sunrise is at 9 minutes to 7 in the morning. It's officially winter for just another 2 weeks. Friday 20th of March is the last day of winter. 2 weeks on Sunday is March 22nd, Mothering Sunday.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
Well, we're as prepared as we can be to deal with cases of coronavirus. According to the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, has been outlining what's being done, speaking to Manx Radio's news editor, Tim Glover.
We are absolutely as well prepared as we possibly can be. Obviously, you can never prepare for everything. We're testing. We've tested now 17 people for COVID-19 and all tests have been negative. However, bearing in mind the widespread position, Tim, now in the UK, this is highly unlikely to continue to remain the case.
Have we, at the hospital, we've got enough staff to deal with a bigger outbreak potentially? Have we got the isolation units? Have we got all the protective gear?
Yes, as I say, we have had to prepare for previous illnesses of this ilk that have been prevalent around the UK. SARS didn't come to the island, man, but we still had to put all the work in as if it was going to come to the island. So that's a plan we've been able to take off the shelf, you could argue, and then make it relevant and up to date to take into account the COVID-19 illness. And that's what the team have been doing up at Nobles Hospital and throughout the Department of Health and Social Care. So we're as well prepared as possible, and it's just important that people don't panic. That, as I say, hand washing is incredibly important. If we all do that, look after ourselves. But if you feel you have the symptoms, and you can go online to access information at gov.im/coronavirus.
Large gatherings. You know, I'm going to mention the TT here. What are the talks with the TT, and when do we need to make decisions on that?
Well, at this moment in time, the TT is safe, because whilst it's a gathering of 40, 50,000 people, they are not in one area. They are scattered around the whole of the TT course, around the whole of the island. Where gatherings of large numbers are being banned...
Back of the grandstand?
It's 5,000... people, and I think the two biggest areas have the legal rights to 4,000. It's to do when you go to some of these football matches, there's 60,000, the rugby is 40,000. That's where these events are having to be stopped because of the large number of people. So I think 5,000 is a limit that most governments are sort of looking at the moment. And if it changes, then it changes.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Friday night live from the Isle of Man on update. Should the Isle of Man introduce coronavirus screening tests at our ports, maybe the sea terminal, the airport? It's something being done in a number of countries trying to curb the outbreak of the global pandemic. There are no confirmed cases on the Isle of Man, however, there have been a total of 17 tests carried out. Alex Watton spoke to the Health Minister, David Ashford, MHK, about what issues there are and what are we bringing in the health checks at the airports, perhaps?
The most basic fact of all is the fact there's no evidence that it works. Most people, I think, don't quite understand what port screening consists of. Port screening is basically a temperature check. So they're done via temperature guns, and the technology has already been shown on occasions to be unreliable. And also it depends upon people actually presenting with a fever to be identified.
Surely it's more effective than nothing, though.
Well, again, the evidence doesn't actually show that, because one of the things we've got to remember about this virus is there is a 14-day potential incubation period. While people are in the incubation period, they can be contagious, but will not necessarily show the symptoms. And of course, one of the potential symptoms is fever. So you will have people presenting at ports, being monitored by temperature guns, but not necessarily actually showing any symptoms, so they will pass the test.
The public health advice has been personal hygiene, essentially, is the best way to tackle this on an individual basis. Manx Radio, for example, lots of other companies are getting hand sanitizers everywhere, alcohol wipes everywhere. Is that something that should be in the ports?
I mean, obviously there are facilities available in the ports for people to continue to wash their hands. Within public buildings, we are looking around the hand sanitizer route. I know that's something public health is looking at. But again, I need to stress, actually, the best way for people to actually clean their hands is good old-fashioned soap and water.
Another sort of advice from public health is that, well, not advice, but something we heard from Dr. Henrietta Hewitt before, that whilst we don't have any cases on the Isle of Man, this is everywhere, and the likelihood of it coming is pretty likely. You know, eventually it will. So at what point, how quickly will things change if and when that happens?
There is an awful lot of planning going on in the background, not just within the Department of Health and Social Care and Public Health, but also cross-government, because that's what this needs to be. It needs to be a cross-government response to ensure that we have procedures in place for, say, mass sickness, people off work. But we've got to deal with the situation as it is. The key message I think I need to stress is just as it's important that we are prepared and we don't underestimate the situation, it's also important that we don't inflame the situation and panic where it isn't necessary.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:01 this afternoon. She is just about in Douglas at the moment and will be spinning around heading off at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, the overnight boat. Under no problems of weather, 2:15 she departs Heysham tomorrow morning. 3 weeks today, the Fastcraft Madannan resumes her seasonal service to Liverpool. That's 3 weeks today, Friday, March 27th. The first sailing of 2020 to Dublin is the day after, March 28th, and she heads for Belfast on April the 8th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. A former police constable has been sent to prison for 2 years and 8 months today. Kevin Williams was found guilty of theft during his time as a serving officer. So is investigating one of your own more challenging? Superintendent Stephen Maddox.
Can be difficult, and it's not without its challenges. But the team that worked on this were really dedicated. They worked hard. And ultimately, they did what their duties are and what they're sworn in to do, which is to uphold the law and to investigate things without fear or favour.
It's on Mr Williams's behalf a huge breach of the trust that's placed in a police officer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, the public should expect the utmost professionalism, trust from the police. And there may be some people in the community that trust may well be damaged, but I'd like to reassure people that might be thinking like that is that this is something that was uncovered by ourselves, and once we'd uncovered it, we investigated it. We completed a thorough investigation. We sent all the evidence to the Attorney General's chambers that they made a decision to take the action we took, and Mr Williams has been dealt with, quite rightly.
The police and the Police Federation, where £60,000 disappeared from, and also the Attorney General's chambers have issued a joint statement, and they've re-emphasised that this really does show that if you abuse a position of trust, you will be investigated, you will be prosecuted.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said earlier, we uncovered this and we basically went where the evidence took us, and that was to Mr Williams's door. Also, the fact, and I think it's important to note, Mr Williams also was convicted of stealing a Rolex watch whilst on his police duties, which is, that to me, is a real breach of trust and quite a significant offence.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
Tax law, developments, disclosure, compliance and economic substance will be on the agenda when DQ Advocates host their tax conference at the Comis Hotel in Sandton on Thursday 26th of this month. 14 expert speakers will address a range of issues throughout the day, including Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon, MHK, presenting the opening remarks, with DQ consultant Greg Jones hosting the event. If you want more information, email conference@dq.im or go to Eventbrite for all the details.
WiMAX, Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Well, volatile's the word. UK and European markets were mixed as investors weighed prospects for a global monetary policy response to mitigate the economic impact of coronavirus. US stocks rose in volatile trading as Wall Street tried to rebound from its worst week since the financial crisis. The US dollar slipped as investors bet on the US Fed easing policy in a bid to counter the negative impact of coronavirus. Oil prices rose, reversing an earlier fall to multi-year lows. Gold rose as expectations grew for policy easing by the Fed in America. In corporate news, Ocado, Morrisons and Sainsbury's all higher, with traders suggesting that supermarkets are benefiting from customer stockpiling. On the downside, BA and Iberia parent IAG was the worst performer as investors continued to fret about the impact of coronavirus on airlines and the travel sector in general. The numbers at the close: the FTSE 100 was up just over 1% at 6,654. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.25% at 11,863. Shortly after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones up 2.5% at 26,016. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index was up just over 2% at 8,748. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 2.25% at 3,020. On the exchange market, the British pound sterling is worth $1 US dollar 27.7 cents and €1 14.5 cents, And in commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,595 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 3.5% at $51.94.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend. The inshore coastal forecast as follows. A windy weekend with outbreaks of rain on Saturday, turning more showery for Sunday. The sea temperature across the weekend, 6 degrees Celsius. For Saturday the 7th, the winds southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 early in the afternoon, decreasing 5 or 6 again later. Wave height 1 to 2 metres, becoming 3 metres later. Wave period 4 to 5 seconds, becoming 6 to 7 seconds later. High water 29 minutes past 9 a.m. and 3 minutes past 10 p.m. And for Sunday, the wind is southwest 5 or 6, soon veering west. Wave height is 3 meters, becoming 2 meters. The wave period 7 seconds, becoming 5 to 6 seconds. And high water 19 minutes past 10 a.m. and 13 minutes to 11 p.m. The sea temperature right across the weekend, just to reiterate, is 6 degrees.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674 573. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. Thanks for tuning in to Update Tonight. It's 14 minutes to 6. The population of Castletown is set to grow in the next few years after planners gave permission for 96 new homes to be built in the town. Haven Homes proposals for the site at the corner of Victoria Road and Douglas Road were approved after 2 years after they were submitted. As well as extra properties in the area, it'll mean changes to the road layout and investment in nearby facilities like Polson Park. Jason Morehouse is one of the MHKs for the area. He's been speaking to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
It's a positive move. The past 3 or 4 years, there's this been movement towards looking at new housing in the Castletown area. So far, it's been a challenging move forward. This is a development based on the Southern Plan. It was there for the developers to actually meet the expectations of the planning department. That's happened, and hopefully we can move forward.
These plans first came to light a couple of years ago. They've had a few different changes. Is the general feeling now that this is the right development for that site?
It does appear good in terms of the mix of housing. There's 24 first-time buyer houses. It's one that the commissioners have spoken about. It's one that is providing investment for Polson Park. It's just lots of positive in it. I do recognise that a certain number of individuals see a challenge, but hopefully once things start happening, they'll see how positive it is and how the town can benefit.
What about the traffic management as well? Are you happy with what's been proposed in terms of the new junction there and the associated increased traffic that this development would bring?
Yeah, that's been really the big test of the last 18 months, getting the developer and the Department of Infrastructure to find the best solution. And hopefully what we've come up with is something that meets local needs and is, as we've seen, acceptable to the planners. So it's the mix of best of both worlds.
And with your constituents, has there been much of a reaction to this news?
Initially, a small number of local residents were concerned and they have spoken to the developers. The developers seem to be quite proactive about finding out what people were wanting and thinking. So the scheme has been slightly altered to meet those concerns. And I do think at the moment, most people see it as a positive development, something that they're going to see the benefits of. There are a small number of people who are concerned. Change can be difficult and affect us differently.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster by Tim Glover.
The collapse of Flybe has led to two postponements in rugby tomorrow afternoon. Manx and visiting sides regularly use the airline to travel to and from the Isle of Man. As a result, Ramsey are unable to make the trip to Birchfield and Old Bedians will not be coming to the island to tackle Vagabonds. However, the Douglas game against Vale of Lune in North One West is going ahead at Portishead with a 2:15 kick-off. We'll be talking to Dave Christian, our rugby correspondent, more about the implications of the Flybe collapse on rugby in the northwest of England leagues. That's coming up in Friday Sport, which follows this programme at 6:05. We'll also talk to Tony Meppham about the FA Cup quarterfinals taking centre stage in football tomorrow, and we'll have a look at the hockey with Sam Spooner. Further afield, and Liverpool will be without goalkeeper Alisson for the next two matches. A hip injury picked up ahead of Tuesday's FA Cup defeat at Chelsea means the Brazilian is ruled out of tomorrow's Premier League home game with Bournemouth and next week's Champions League last 16 second leg against Atletico Madrid.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Oh, it's very quiet at the airport. Of course, no Flybe flights whatsoever. In fact, in celebration, the London City came in only 10 minutes late. So the 5:05 London City has left. It was only 1/4 hour late. Got up 5:25 EasyJet to Liverpool, left on time. Later departures for Dublin, Edinburgh, Gatwick and Bristol showing no problems at the moment. On the roads, the Matrix sign showing no problems on the mountain. The Ballykill Folk Road in Colby is closed between Main Road Colby and Ballykillowie Road. There's two-way traffic lights at the Liverpool Arms for railway crossing works and temporary 24-hour signals between the Forge and the Santon Motel on the A5 for footway resurfacing work. The Cornay Road in Glenmona closed from the Ford near Barony Lodge and Port Cornay car park for highway resurfacing. Look out also the Curragh Road, St John's. Yes, it's still a big hole between the Ballycrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site as well. Lord Street around Douglas will be finished on the 22nd of May, they say. And remember, the Finchway one-way is still reversed. It'll be reversed until the 30th of August. And the Douglas Promenade, of course, has got its own website, mypromenade.im. Everything else you can find at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
How much do you know about blockchain? The Isle of Man's had an office specialising in blockchain for nearly a year, but is it benefiting the Isle of Man? Now, next week on Update, we'll be looking at the industry, how blockchain is being used, and the legal challenges it presents. As a taster, Miles Benham and Paul Beckett.
Now, the opportunity for the Isle of Man is to get it so that it's a friendly jurisdiction for business. So if we can work out a legal framework that's conducive to good business, then people may pick us as a jurisdiction of choice.
No one can work out from first principles what law governs this, because it isn't really even in the world. It's above the world. It's in the ether.
It may not be someone on the Isle of Man doing this, but in an ideal world, we want somebody maybe in New York, in Singapore, to just automatically say, yeah, the Isle of Man rules are great. We'll make those part of our built-in rules for this blockchain transaction.
We will be so far ahead of the game. Even the European Union at the moment, its last report was published September and then December last year, still hasn't worked out the answer to this.
Find out about blockchain with Miles Benham and Paul Beckett on Update next week.
Manx Radio's Update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSell. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
Well, Flybe only disappeared yesterday, but the chief executive of Loganair, Jonathan Hinkles, has been outlining the airline's plans to take over Flybe routes. He spoke to Ian King.
Well, what we've focused on are routes to and from our Scottish heartlands, so destinations such as Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Glasgow and Inverness. So flying from the likes of Aberdeen to Manchester, Edinburgh to Southampton, Glasgow, Southampton, Aberdeen, Birmingham. These kind of routes, which are the essential backbone of the UK, if you like, the north-south routes that have been very, very well-established Flybe routes, and indeed back in a former life where many of them were actually operated by Loganair, stretching back three decades ago.
Are you cherry-picking in any sense?
I think we have to. Let's be absolutely clear about this. Flybe has just ceased trading. It ceased trading for a reason, and logically a number of the routes that it was operating were not viable. I make absolutely no apologies whatsoever for not wanting to go and pick those up. So we've done our homework since the first signs of distress appeared in Flybe back in January. We've had plenty of time to consider this and to actually look at the routes that we think are going to be viable, both how we're going to deliver those financially, how we're going to deliver those operationally, which of course is a big logistics piece that comes to this. And we've reached those conclusions, and we were ready to act if and when Flybe ceased trading. And of course that sad day arrived earlier this week, which was devastating for the 2,000 staff involved, some of whom were looking to try and help.
So for the Isle of Man, the future. Well, two former Flybe pilots called today for the island to establish its own airline. Steve Brightson and colleague Nick called Manx Radio's Man in Line to express their view. Lewis Foster explains.
Mr. Brightson, who was a pilot with Flybe up until 2 days ago, said the news didn't come as too much of a surprise, as there had been rumblings of the company going into administration after the lack of uptake due to the coronavirus outbreak. Steve says a Manx-owned airline is the only way to ensure frequent and reliable flights.
How can we, as residents of the Isle of Man, ensure that we have a frequent and reliable service to get us across to the UK and to get us back, you know, to attend important once-in-a-lifetime events like funerals, regular appointments like hospitals, the luxuries in life like holidays? How can we ensure that that happens? I think we really need to take hold of our own destiny with this. And I know, listening briefly to what was said on the radio yesterday about Irene in Guernsey, we really should consider taking serious thoughts about setting up our own airline. It probably won't be me who'll be working for it, but that will ensure that we, as an island nation, are assured of our links to the neighbouring islands. Now, Irene do lose a lot of money, but that's all down to competition. If Irene were the only airline operating certain routes without competition out of Guernsey, and they weren't in competition with the likes of Flybe at the time or other airlines operating in out of Guernsey, they wouldn't lose money. So the situation would be open skies would be put to one side. Certain key routes, Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham from the Isle of Man, would be given solely to one operator, the highest bidder or the best bidder or whatever. And we would say, well, this is if open skies went, we would say, right, guys, you run this route. You must guarantee to run four flights a day. You must guarantee that the prices will be not above a certain amount. Are you prepared to do that? Yes. OK, well, off you go.
Steve's former colleague Nick followed soon after, echoing the sentiment. He says the question needs to go higher.
They need to underpin the viability of maintaining essential routes. How the formation of an airline comes about is a question for debate beyond this forum, really. Is it the airline's money that forms the airline, or is it the government's money? I'm not really sure, but I certainly think there needs to be a government involvement in the regulation of routes and things.
This is the week we lost Flybe. And that's it for Update. I mentioned 2 weeks on Sunday, it's Mothering Sunday. 3 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go forward. And 5 weeks today, it's Good Friday. That's it for Update. Have a great weekend. Next, it's Friday Sport with Tim Glover. I'm Andy Wint, and thanks to studio producer Howard Kane and the Manx Radio News Department.
WINT.